In the news.
New children's exhibits open at museum. Two new exhibits designed for children and their families are open at the Church History Museum. The Gospel Blesses My Life features art by children between the ages of 5 and 12 from 42 countries. The artwork depicts how a knowledge of the Gospel of Jesus Christ has blessed the life of each child. Artwork was gathered by the Friend magazine and can be found at friend.lds.org. A Book of Mormon Fiesta, a Latin American celebration, celebrates Latin heritage within the church. It was designed to help children and their families understand that the Book of Mormon is a testimony of Jesus Christ and His teachings. The Gospel Blesses My Life will continue through July 4, 2011, and a Book of Mormon Fiesta, a Latin American celebration, will remain at the museum well into the future. For more information, visit the museum's website at www.churchhistorymuseum.org. Friend helps children bring primary home. Beginning with the January 2011 issues of the Friend and Liahona, parents will find ways to reinforce at home what their children learn in primary. With the creation of an enhanced sharing time outline that is distributed to primary leaders each year, the magazines dropped the Sharing Time Ideas segment in 2010. Bringing primary home includes activities that can further children's understanding of the month's primary theme. Parents can review the material to be aware of what their children are learning in primary. The material from this section can also be used by children and their parents for family home evening lessons and activities. The monthly themes for bringing primary home are taken from the Sharing Time outline for 2011. LDS doctors treat cholera in Papua New Guinea. A handful of LDS doctors from Australia spent time treating victims of a cholera outbreak in remote villages of northwest Papua New Guinea in late 2010. The doctors worked with hundreds of patients, saving one man who was minutes from death and others who would not have lasted 24 hours without treatment. People flocked by land and canoe to the doctors. David Williams of Brisbane and Anthony Maller of Cairns said that within one day of arriving at the village of Sogir, they had treated more than 200 cases of cholera. In referring to the overall experience, Dr. Maller said, "It was the most professionally rewarding experience of my life, in spite of the difficulties and the exhausting workload." In addition to sending doctors, the church has provided relief supplies, including medical aid and water purifiers. Food shipments and soap were also shipped to the crisis areas from the church in Port Moresby, and shipments of personal hygiene kits are being sent from Port Moresby and Brisbane. A missionary couple with expertise in water treatment went to Papua New Guinea to help coordinate relief efforts.